Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up, and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. I am super excited on this wonderful Wednesday. We have an amazing guest with us this morning. We have Pam Grout. Did I say your last name right, Pam?
You did. That was perfect. And I loved your intro, though. That was really exciting. I loved listening to that. Your power up. Power up intro.
Thank
that
you
was
so
great.
Much. Thanks a lot. Hey, you guys, Pam is going to talk to us about all of these thoughts that go on in our heads that really we don't realize in some cases that we are actually the author of everything that's happening to us. We're writing a book of whatever your life is like, that's the book that you're writing for your life. So Pam's going to give us proof of that. There are times when I get questions from you guys and you ask me, hey, is this really true? Am I really responsible for what's happening to me? And for whatever reason, you don't believe it. And there's a lot of proof out there that can, you know, kind of attest to the fact or prove to you that, you know what? Yeah, thoughts are things, and whatever you're thinking about, you're bringing about. Well, I decided, okay, let's find someone other than me who could prove it to you. So we've got Pam Grout, and she's going to share with us some great information. She is the author of an amazing book, and I was sharing with her that I read this book and was so inspired by the book. It's E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. So we're going to give you proof that thoughts are things. And before we go to commercial and come back and talk with Pam more, Pam, I understand you have a new book that's out.
Yeah, E-Cubed. It's a follow-up book to E-Squared, and it has 9 more energy experiments. In fact, the subtitle on that one is 9 more energy experiments that prove magic and miracles is your full-time gig.
Wow, that's really awesome. Well, maybe we can find out a little bit more about that book when we come back from commercial. It is so awesome to have Pam. I'm super excited, you guys. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to jump right into finding out or getting the proof that our thoughts are, in fact, things. We will be back shortly.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Does your financial future depend on the performance of a single investment? In any type of market, allocating your investments among a variety of assets may help minimize risk. Raymond James Financial Advisor Mario J. Payne understands the importance of asset allocation and can design a diversified portfolio based on your risk profile to help you attain your goals. For details, call Mario Payne at 904-733-5321, located in Jacksonville, Florida today. That's 904-733-5321. Raymond James Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC, Life Well Planned. Asset allocation and diversification do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss.
Now back to Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Counsell.
Hey, you guys, welcome back on this wonderful Wednesday. I'm your host, Pat Counsell, and I have my very special guest, Pam Grout, who is here with us this morning. We are going to get the proof that we've all been waiting for. We're going to find out that thoughts really are things. And when we are finished listening to Pam and learning and absorbing her wisdom, my hope is that all of you who are listening, it will boost your confidence, and you will truly understand that you can take control of your destiny. There's so many people that I get a chance to talk to, and we have a tendency to put everything on someone else. But we're going to find out that, wow, we're more powerful than we thought we were, right? We can make anything happen. Before I read Pam's bio and we jump right into today's show, I just want to remind you guys that the new website that I've been promising, we've redone our website. It looks really good, I have to say. I'm super proud of it, super excited about it. It's going to be up later today. You guys will get an opportunity to go and check that book out or that website out. And as a matter of fact, I'm saying book because what I'm thinking is that I'll call my guys and have them add Pam's new book to our website so that you guys can check that out also. And you can order that along with her book, E Squared. And so stay tuned for that. You know what to do. If you haven't had the opportunity to like our Facebook page, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. And it's going to be posted on there that the new website is available. And you know what happens when we bring new stuff about. We always give something away. So, yes, we are going to give away a few things. I think we're giving away some Walmart gift cards and Body Shop gift sets. But we've got a whole bunch of stuff. But guess what? You'll find out because it's all going to be on the website. With that being said, let's move forward with our show. And on Wonderful Wednesday, normally we do a segment called What's Up With That, where we talk to you or we take a current event that's going on, either with our politicians or anything, any story that's kind of top 10 or current events. And what we do is we kind of dissect it a little bit. We stay on the positive side of it, but we also bring our touch of reality to it to give you something to think about. And speaking of something to think about, we're going to add a new segment called Now That's Something to Think About. That's our new segment that's coming up on Wednesdays because we've also changed the format of our show. Oh, we've got a lot of new things going on, so it's some great energy. With that being said, guess what? I'm going to talk about, give you Pam's bio, then we're going to talk with Pam and find out, get the proof that we need so we can actually be inspired to have more, do more, be more. Okay, did I say have more? All right, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, Pam Grout is a hopeless Pam Grout is a hopeless romantic who still believes the world is a beautiful place, that people are noble, and that anything is possible. I'm with her when it comes to that. For a living, and she always wondered why people think that's such an important question. She writes books and articles for such places as People Magazine, Men's Journal, CNN Travel, and Huffington Post. She also enjoys writing letters to her daughter. That's really nice. That's very sweet. But that's more about making a life than a living, which is so key. She's keenly aware there's a huge difference. In making a life, she's traveled to all the world's continents, learned 59 ways to make a fort out of a sofa cushion. Okay, she can teach us some things, you guys. And a fort out of a sofa cushion, out of sofa cushions, perfected a mean tennis forehand, and volunteered at a women's prison and free health clinic. Her recent book, E Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments to Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality, was on the New York Times bestseller list for 20 weeks and has been translated into 30-some languages. That's awesome. You can find out more about Pam and her out-of-the-box take on life at her sometimes updated website at www.pamgrout.com. or at Pam Grout. Now, that's so awesome. That talk about honesty, her sometimes updated website. I kind of feel you on that. Good, once again, good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
I'm so excited that you took the time to be with us this morning and to kind of give us some proof that thoughts are things. And so we're going to kind of jump right in here and ask you a few things and point out some things, some of the ideas that you wrote about in your book so that we can help other people also realize that it just boosts all of our confidence. Your book is, it goes beyond inspirational. I like books that kind of, that bring proof, because today people have a hard time believing in, well, a lot of things. And so your book could certainly help a lot of people. With that being said, at the beginning of your book, in your introduction, it starts out by saying, we have been badly misinformed. And as I started reading the introduction, I like how you mentioned that there's a part at which you mentioned that Jesus, that we look to Jesus to do everything for us. And but you pointed out something that said, well, Jesus said, and I'm quoting in her book, and she says, Jesus said that we too are the man. And I said, hey, yeah, I'm the man. And so Pam says she's the man, so that means us, our listeners, we the man too. So with that being said, I'm so glad that you pointed that out. And it is connected to that scripture, John 14:12, where Jesus says that we'll do greater things than he. Now, my question to you is, how, in what other ways have we been misinformed? Or how misinformed are we?
Oh, well, there's so many myths that we have bought into about how the way the world works that we've totally missed this one particular truth, that our beliefs and expectations actually form the world around us. For example, if we expect that the that life is hard, I mean, how many people say that? Oh, life sucks and then you die. I mean, you know, how many people have said that or thought that?
Right.
Well, if you have that belief and expectation, that is how your life will play out. If you get up every morning like I do and say something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today, that truth will play out in your life. So the truth of it is, we are always creating our life with our thoughts, but we just don't realize that we're thinking the same thoughts over and over again. They say we have 60,000 thoughts a day. Scientists estimated that.
Wow.
I don't know how they actually counted that. But anyway, 95% of those thoughts are the exact same thoughts we had yesterday. So really, rather than using this power of our thoughts and our beliefs and expectations, we're just kind of repeating these same old patterns that we picked up from our parents or our culture or whatever. You know, we kind of come in as babies being just these big balls of love, and then we're sort of just little by little taught that, okay, you got to follow these rules, you got to do this thing, this is the way life is. And once you start looking for that, that's the way your life will be. But at any time, you can actually stop and say, you know what, I'm gonna change my beliefs and expectations. I'm going to start looking for the good. I'm going to start being grateful. I'm going to start, you know, saying something amazing and awesome is going to happen to me today.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a great way for us to think. And you're right. I mean, as babies, we come in, I'll speak for myself. I know when I was a baby, I was just ready to take on the world. Okay, I don't really remember that, but I'm going to go with that theory. But the point is that you're right. As babies, I mean, we just come in ready to just do life and do life with power and have a great life until we start to get all these concepts put into our head and ideas. And it's funny, as I grew up, I remember at some point in my life, I started thinking, wow, this is just too many rules, and life is just way too rigid. And I'm pretty sure I didn't come here to be bored out of my skull by having to follow every single rule that tells me that I'm less than. And so I'm saying this for our listeners because it's so important that if you feel like that, you want to read this book, because E-Square is going to inspire you to kind of break out of that mold. Now, let's get to another question. I have to ask the obvious question, why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I have studied these principles for a long time. You know, what the book has, it has nine principles that the way the universe works. I mean, these are laws that work like the law of gravity. You know, for example, that your thoughts create your reality. That is every bit as true as gravity. But anyway, so I have used these principles in my life. I've studied them. I've learned to really love them. And I've created a pretty extraordinary life for myself. And I thought, you know, this is something everybody needs to know. In fact, I think I say in the book that understanding and knowing about these principles ought to be taught right along with reading, writing, and arithmetic, because this is so important. Because it's just a simple little tweak. In fact, in my second book, I had this thing called Tweak and Ye Shall Find. Because just these little thoughts that we have, like, for example, I mentioned earlier, life is hard. Well, if you believe that, then life's going to show up that way for you. So just a little tiny tweak in what we say and what we think can actually make a huge difference in our life. It sends us on a whole new trajectory in life. So it's really pretty exciting that we have a lot more control over what happens, or a lot more ability to influence our life than we really think. We're not victims.
Awesome. Listen, I just want to point out once again that we're talking to Pam Grout. She's the author of E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. And today's show is proof that thoughts are things. Now, let's get to another question, because this is just really, this information, as I said, can just help people break out of that shell. And as you pointed out, to stop playing the victim. It's always someone else's fault a lot of times when you hear people talk. I'm offended because of this. Oh, you can't say that. You can't do this. You can't go there. And that's no way to live. There's no freedom in that. And with that being said, there are people who are convinced that they have absolutely no control over what happens to them. In other words, what they believe is they believe the outcome of their lives, that it's in the hands of someone else. It's in the hands of a politician, or it's in the hands of their parents, or just anyone else. And when I say parents, I'm still talking about adults here, that it's in the hands of someone else. And what's your take on that?
Oh, that's kind of an unfortunate way to live your life, because if you're always blaming it on somebody else, okay, you cannot change the outer world until you change the inner world. So that's where it all starts, because our inner world is the foundation. It's the blueprint for everything else in our life. So as we start working on ourselves, and here's the cool thing, maybe we don't have control over what's, you know, like the politicians and all that kind of stuff. We may not have control of that, but we do have control over what's inside. So as we begin changing our inner world, you know, changing our expectations, starting to look at the world with gratitude and starting to appreciate the things that are going right. I mean, the more you focus on what is going right, the more things will start going right, because whatever you're thinking about expands. So if you, like, for example, here's a funny little story. My friend Carla, her left foot was really bothering her. And so, you know, usually when we have some kind of problem, we start focusing in on that problem. We start thinking, oh, what should I do? Join a support group, you know, call my friends, whatever. She goes, you know what? My right foot, I guess it was her left foot, my right foot feels great. So I'm going to start focusing on my right foot. And before long, her left foot that had been in pain just completely cleared up. But the point, I mean, that's kind of a funny story to illustrate the fact that whatever we're thinking is actually out picturing in our life. Here's another story. A friend of mine had lost her favorite necklace. She'd been to a party and she'd lost her favorite necklace, and she was so upset. She was frantically looking for this. Well, when you're in that energy of frantic, you know, like, oh my gosh, I've lost my necklace, blah, 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 you know, you're never going to find it. So she kind of realized, wow, I'm sending out this energy of frantic and, oh, poor me, I can't find my necklace. So she decided to get really calm and start saying, you know what, this necklace will come to me. I cannot lose what is really mine. You know, everything that's mine will show up, whatever. So within the next hour, she found like this old pair of sewing scissors that she had lost. She found this computer card that hadn't been around for a year. She found all these things because she started saying, oh, it's easy to find things. It's easy to find things. And then her partner ended up going over to this party, and there laying on the snow was her necklace. And, I mean, she'd been over to that party, to that house where the party had been, and looked for it. So, you know, the point is, we're sending out this energy. We're like these radiating towers, you know, of energy and frequency, and we're sending out into the world, you know, kind of our beliefs about the way it is. And if we're sending out frantic energy, victim energy, you know, life sucks energy, Well, we are going to continue to attract that back to us. Our thoughts are like magnets, and they're bringing back to us every thought that we're thinking. So as we change the inner and we change that part of us that's radiating out, we're sending out a different message. We're sending out a different magnetic frequency. And then so we're going to get different results coming back to us. And it's really that simple.
Wow, and it is that simple. It's interesting, while you were talking, I was thinking when we put out that energy when we're frantic or when we're really, you know, anxious. And this morning when I got up and I wake up with excitement, and I do that because I've programmed my mind to be that way. Before, I used to wake up and go, okay, we got to get up now. But now I wake up and I'm excited, and I just jump out of bed. So I was excited. I'm like, okay, I got a great interview today. I'm going to be talking to me, Pam Grout, best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author. This is so exciting. So I jump up. I'm ready for the day. I go to my computer. I turn it on. And this is a podcast, and it's on the internet. And the first thing that happens when I turn on my computer, I go to bring up my internet, and it says it's not working. And the first thing that happened was, I thought, no, this is not happening. Frantic. I said, this cannot happen. I have one of the best interviews of all time here, you know. And so all of a sudden, it dawned on me, do you realize the guest that you're having on your show? Pam's going to be on your show, and I don't think she would advise you to be frantic. So calm down. And it's amazing, because when I started to be frantic, I was so frantic, and I thought, oh, man, every time I call the cable company, they keep me on hold forever. So here I am thinking those kinds of thoughts, call the cable company, so what happens? I get the music. But then when I thought about the guest that I was having on my show today, namely you, and I said, okay, let's calm down. Think a different thought. And I did. And my thought was, they're going to answer quickly, they're going to solve my problem quickly, and everything's going to be just fine. This is going to be an amazing day. And I kid you not, it wasn't even 10 seconds before someone picked up, and I told the person, the guy, what the problem was, and he says, oh, don't worry. He says, we'll have this solved for you in 2 minutes. And I said, really?
I love you know, it.
Yeah, and so it's and literally it was done in 2 minutes. He finished in 2 minutes, and everything was fine. And I thought, okay, see, now that's proof right there that, you know, when you're frantic, that things could go the opposite way. Because the more I stayed in that energy field, the music that kept playing, and I was on hold. And then when I switched, someone just answered instantly. So there's some proof right there that your book is it does work, you guys. Okay, let's get back to some questions here. I noticed in your book you wrote about a few whoppers as it relates to God, because people have this idea of God that, you know, God is this entity or this man that's outside themselves, and they're always looking to God to fix everything for them. And one of the things, and they have a few other myths, and one of the kind of whoppers that I paid attention to was that you wrote that God rewards our suffering and gives brownie points for our sacrifice. So we have to kind of settle, in a sense, and just suffer, suffer, suffer. In other words, in parentheses, you have, it equates to life sucks and then you die. I mean, what do you want to, I want you to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we believe so many different, I mean, here, this force, I mean, in the book I called it the field of infinite potentiality. You know, many people do call it God. It's been called, I call it the dude also, the dude abides in my book, which is a takeoff on a movie called The Big Lebowski. But basically, we have been sold this bill of goods about how this amazing force works. I mean, this amazing force, the field of infinite potentiality, the reason I call it that instead of God is because of all this baggage we have around God. But to think about this most amazing force that loves us so much, that wants to do our bidding, that really is showing up in our life exactly as we order it. And here we're thinking it's, you know, well, we've got to do all this stuff, and we've got to, you know, it doesn't like us. If we don't do this right, we're going to be judged, and we're going to be sent to the fiery gates of hell. And so here's this amazing force, and we're not taking advantage of it because we're afraid of it, or we're totally believing it's something other than it is. So that's part of those you know, those myths that we buy, these mental constructs that we get going in our life, and once we get that going, then of course we're going to try to avoid that force at all costs. Hey, it's out there trying to judge us. You know, we look at God as this guy mm-hmm. with a long white beard who's sitting up in his little, you know, tower just waiting for us to do something naughty, naughty, you know. And as long as we're looking at it that way, of course we're going to be scared and frantic mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. So because we have miscast God, we believe it's so different than it really is, then, you know, then we're not employing this force. So, yeah, no, it's really a sad thing that we believe all these myths, but I do believe it's starting to change. You know, people are starting to realize, wow, you know, maybe I shouldn't see it that way. Maybe there's this other possibility. And really more than anything, that's what this book has done. It's opened people up to at least consider, could it be that this force has my back? Is it possible that this force is looking out for me, that it wants to bless me, that it wants to send me signs, guidance, all those kind of things, that it wants to connect with me? And once you start just being open to that little possibility, like I have these really easy little experiments, they only take 48 hours, and it's just a way of opening your mind to a different possibility. Because I talk a lot in there about quantum physics, you know, and in quantum physics, mm-hmm. there's this big field of all these probabilities or all these possibilities. And so the ones we get, the ones that show up in our life, are the ones we focus on. So if you open up just a little bit and say, okay, you know, I'm willing to, you know, at least give it 48 hours to see if maybe this force does, you know, have something cool for me, or does, you know, want me to succeed, or does want me to be happy. So if you just open up to that possibility, then it's amazing what can show up. You have to open the window and let it in, kind of thing.
Wow, I like that. Now, one more whopper here. Don't ask too much from God. You wouldn't want to bug him. Excuse me, God, not to bother you, but could I just have a little? We should talk about that.
Right, or we
bit.
Think he's
like
too
that.
Busy working on... Yeah, we think he's too busy working on world hunger and all this other stuff to worry about us. But the truth is he connects with all of us at all times, you know, and loves us at all times. I mean, that's another thing, you know, we call God a he. I like to think of it more as an it. You know, we don't talk about Mr. Electricity or Mrs. Gravity. I mean, this is just this force that is, you know, just pure love. So,
right. I like that. You know, it's funny, and it's for those of you that are listening to this show who are super religious, feel free, of course, to send me your emails, but before you take to your computer, how dare you change my idea of God? Pam is not changing your idea of God. What Pam is doing is expounding on the idea of God as not this... This bad man or this bad parent that wants to punish us and spank us and keep us inside of a box. And if you go to your Bible, for the religious people, if you go to your Bible, you're going to see it. First of all, he says, I'm in you. That's the first thing. So she's right. So I have a man inside of me. That's just, ignore that. I just said it out loud. All right. But you guys get that. So my point here is that he says he's in you. And what we're learning today is how to liberate ourselves from really denying ourselves the things that we deserve to have, and from denying ourselves of that life that we really want. And you're right. I'm thinking of a person right now who talks about that. Well, let's make it more personal. I talk about me because I can't offend me. But when I was growing up, I can remember when I didn't, at the time, I love broccoli now, but I didn't like it then. But I can remember hearing, you know, my grandmother say, well, eat that broccoli. You know, there are kids out there starving. And, of course, I was a good kid, but I kind of had a little smart mouth, not intentionally. So my logic was, well, here, take it and give it to them, because I don't like it. And so my point here is that we think that we have to deny ourselves or we have to not ask God for things. So you're so right, because they're the starving kids. And I'm just of the belief that life is not that limited, that we can have whatever it is we want. And as you said, God can – he can actually, you know, take care of me, and he can take care of the starving kids too. I mean, he's infinite and he's all powerful. So
exactly, that's such a key point.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, no, such a key, that it is infinite. It is infinite. And once you, I mean, it's a concept we can't even understand because we have placed all these limits and all these boxes on life and on what's possible. And when you can really open up to that possibility, I mean, the God I believe in can connect to everybody, is connected to everybody, including, yeah, you know, the starving kids and me and everybody else, and wants only to love us and wants only to, you know, bless us and have us live this life most extraordinary. I mean, that's what this force wants from us. That's what God wants from us. But God loves us so much that if we, you know, want a limit and put in a box, he's like, okay, I'm here for your service. I'm here for I'm here in loving service to whatever you want, whatever you believe.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what we're seeing out there, is the loving service of this force, you know, just simply saying, okay, you want to believe in lack and limitation? Here's lack and limitation. You know, if you,
yes,
want to believe in unlimited possibilities, here's unlimited possibilities. It's up to you, but I'm going to show up in loving service to whatever your beliefs are going, you know, are asking for.
Right. I like how, see, I have not yet broken out of the mold because I'm saying he, you're saying it. And so that's great because you are expanding, allowing your mind to expand. And so I can learn from you as I'm learning now, and many of our listeners can also learn from you. And we're going to just talk about maybe a couple of your experiments, because there are 9 of them. You guys get the book and you'll read the 9. They are so, they're incredible. And you're going to learn so much. They're eye-opening, they're inspiring, and they're enlightening. But we're going to talk about a couple of those experiments. But once again, I always like to address my religious group. They're the religious crowd that listens and want to judge, which God doesn't do that. But here's the thing, is that everything that Pam is saying, you can find evidence of all of this. That's why I like the fact that her book gives you proof. She's just not, you know, there are, and this is certainly nothing against motivational speakers or inspirational speakers or speakers of any kind, because we all bring something of value to the table in one form or another. However, sometimes when you hear a motivational speaker, you're excited because they say such great things and they have amazing stories, and then probably a week later you go back to thinking, yeah, that works great for him or her, but that won't work for me. Pam's book is going to show you how it all works. It works for all of us if we choose to work it. And that's where the issue is that we are not working it. And so that's why I wanted to have her on the show, because it's so great that we're learning. We need to work it. So start working it. With that being said, once again, to the religious crowd, I just want to say to you, before you start picking things apart, because all of what's being said isn't politically correct. And you guys know I don't do politically correct on the show, right? Yeah, you know that. But here's the thing. Once again, the Bible tells you to choose life. You have a choice between life and death. In other words, you can choose to have a great life, or you can choose the opposite, and you can choose to just settle. And so this is all more proof that you've got to start doing your part. You've got to get in the game and make it happen. It's all about doing life with power. All right, let's talk about a couple of these experiments that I really like. Now, you kind of already touched on one, which was my favorite, the Volkswagen Jetta principle. You empower,
oh,
feel and draw from it according to your beliefs and your expectations. You want to share something with us about that, Pam?
Yeah. Again, out there in the quantum field, in this field of infinite potentiality, every possibility exists. Every possibility. You know, we're connected to every possibility. However, what we animate into our lives is what we're focusing upon. So the experiment in that one, and the reason I call it the Volkswagen Jetta experiment, is because have you ever bought a new car, and at the time you're thinking, you know, oh man, I'm going to be the only one to have this car. It's the coolest car in the world. It's just going to be me driving this cool car around. And then you get it, and you realize there's a lot of those cars around there. You start becoming aware, wow, I didn't realize there were all these cars out there. And the same thing happens for blessings and miracles once you're out looking for that. But so what I do in the Volkswagen Jetta experiment, that explains the title of it. You know, all of them have kind of funny titles. But what I do is I encourage people to pick something to look for during the 48-hour period. And I've recommended, like, look for a particular color car or look for feathers. But I'll tell you some pretty funny stories. Some people have said, oh, you know, I'm going to look for clowns, or I'm going to look for somebody told me they were going to look for priests. And when some people said, I'm going to look for orange boats. I mean, so, you know, it doesn't really matter, but you just make an intention. I'm going to just see, is it possible that I'm connected to everything and that I actually am only drawing out what I'm looking for? So when you look for specific things, and I'll tell you kind of a fun story that I always like about this. One girl decided she was going to look for white feathers. And she did what I often suggest, you know, set it and forget it. But anyway, so she and her family were out geocaching, you know, and they were driving back on the highway heading home. And she'd kind of forgotten that she was even doing the experiment, you know, but it's like, okay, she was supposed to look for white feathers. But anyway, so she's out with her family having a good time. That's always the thing, you know, make your intention and go have a good time. Because the more happy you are and the more joyful you are, the more this works. But anyway, so they're driving home, and all of a sudden her daughter says, Mom, look, somebody must have killed a chicken. And along the side of the highway, when the traffic slowed down, there were 3 miles of white feathers on either side of the highway for 3 miles. And not only how could she miss it? Because the traffic stopped. I mean, it was like, you know, the freeway, which usually you're going fast, it completely got jammed up. They had to go really slow for this 3 miles. And she said, I don't know if a mattress truck turned over. I have no idea where those feathers came from, but there were 3 miles of white feathers on both sides of the highway. The traffic speeds back up. They drive home. They get home, and on their welcome mat is one white feather. And she said the message she got from that was that the universe, God, the field of potentiality, was saying, I can give you so much more than you ask, but you ask for so little. And so anyway, that was one really amazing experiment that, you know, somebody reported back to me. But the thing that's been so much fun about this book is that every day I open my email and there's all these amazing messages from people with stories just like that. You know, so if you can suspend your disbelief for just long enough, you know, let the universe play with you. Let the universe wants to work with you, to love you, to bless you. And all you got to do is just give it a try. And I'm not asking for a lifetime commitment. Just try it for 48 hours. But what happens is when you try it for 48 hours and you take what I call baby steps, then you realize, wow, there's a lot more going on here than I thought.
Right. That is so awesome. So, okay, to all our listeners, you guys know periodically I always give you a challenge. That's the challenge for today, is try the 48-hour experiment and see what happens. And I'm putting you on the spot here, Pam. You guys can feel free to email your stories directly to Pam if you like. That's okay with you, right?
Oh, sure. At my website, there's a contact page, and people are always sending me stories. Like I said, it's so delightful for me because I get to hear all these fun stories. Because, you know, the more you hear about these stories, the more you realize you open your mind to possibilities of miracles. So it's really good to hear these stories and to share these stories. And I always encourage people to get together even and talk about this. I have what I call my power posses. And, you know, we get together and we talk about this stuff. And when you talk about it and you hear these miracle stories, you're like, wow, I want this to happen in my life. So then, you know, you become more open to it. So it's really a powerful way to do it, is to join with others of like mind. I mean, I like to say, in fact, one of the reasons I'm so excited about talking to you today and, you know, doing these kind of interviews is I want to have this conversation 24/7. You know, I don't want to talk about lack and limitation anymore. I only want to talk about possibilities and what could be and, you know, all this great love that's here for us.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get to one more experiment, and then we're going to wrap up for today because Pam is a very busy woman. She wants to continue to spread this amazing word. Okay. Now, I had two experiments I wanted to mention here, but I'm just going to pick one. I say they're my favorites, but it's funny. You know, you look at something and go, yeah, this is my favorite. No, this one is my favorite. So I have a lot of favorites here, but I'm going to narrow it down to one. Now, Is it the Albee-Einstein principle?
Energy?
Yes, because on our show, we talk a lot about, you know, our slogan is Do Life with Power, so we talk about power a lot. We also talk about energy a lot, so I thought this might be the best one to talk about. You two are a field of energy.
I love that one, and in fact, it's been really popular. In fact, if your readers or your listeners want to see this, a lot of people have put up YouTube videos of this principle. And in this principle, I ask people to make these what I call Einstein wands. You know, Albert Einstein equals MC squared. That's energy, and that's what my book is, you know, the E squared. It's takeoff on his thing, so I call them the Einstein wands. And what you do is you take a couple coat hangers out of the closet, you bend them into these little wands, you know, where there's a little handle you can hold on to, and you put a little straw on the end of it so you're not actually touching the wire. And then you hold them in front of you, and then you think a negative thought and watch what happens to these wires. I mean, you wait till they, you know, they quit flapping, because, you know, when you're picking up, again, you're an energy transmitting tower, so when you stop these wands and they stop in front of you, then you think like a negative thought or some, oh, poor me kind of thought, and those wands will just turn in on themselves. And then you think some positive, hopeful thought, like, wow, you know, anything's possible. Those wands will just open up. And it's just amazing because you can see it with your own two eyes immediately. And if any of your listeners want it, just like, in fact, on my website, there's a really good video that this girl named Leslie Draper put up there. I mean, it's just amazing. But just on, you can go to YouTube and put in Einstein wands and my name or E squared or whatever, and you'll see all kinds of these little clips of people demonstrating these Einstein wands. It's like, okay, I'm thinking positive thoughts. Look what happens to my energy. It opens up. It's like, woohoo, anything's possible. Look what happens to my energy when I'm thinking I'm a victim and when I'm feeling sorry for myself and it's everybody else's fault. Then they close in, and you're just, you know, this ball and this force. I mean, you're just blocking everything off. The force can't get to you. So those are really, that is a really good experiment to pick. So thank you for picking that one, because again, there's all this visual evidence of, hey, this stuff, there's something to this stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. And in this day and time, we do need to have visual evidence. It seems people are really skeptical, and so there's no getting around these experiments. There's no getting around the fact that thoughts are things. So this is not an abstract thought. This is a fact. Thoughts are things. And Pam, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to share with us as we wrap up?
No, just how important it is to be grateful and to start looking for what's going right in your life instead of looking for what's not working. Just look for, even if it's the smallest little thing, like, okay, my heart's beating. Okay, the sun came up this morning. You know, the sun came up this morning. I didn't have to do anything, and it just came up. You know, so if sometimes it's hard to think about grateful things, but if you start looking at the little things, it's amazing. It's amazing how many great, beautiful things are happening out there for every one of us.
Awesome. Awesome. Once again, this has been Pam Grout. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. You guys can pick up her book. She's got two. So you want to? We've been talking about E squared, 9 do-it-yourself energy experiments that prove your thoughts create your reality. And quickly, Pam, just tell them about your newest book.
Oh, yeah, E Cubed just came out, and it has 9 more experiments, and it also has a chapter in there about some of the results, some of the miracle stories of things that have happened to people. So really the best way to connect with me, if they go to my website, pamgrout.com, they can sign up for my blog. It's totally free. It has all these nuggets of inspiration and wisdom. So they can go there, pamgrout.com. And if they want to buy the books, I mean, most bookstores have them. I have 17 books, actually, but these last two, E squared and E cubed, are the ones that have, you know, been translated into all these languages and have been so popular. So anyway, yeah, just they can go to Amazon, they can go to any bookstore, or they can go to my website. I don't sell the book on my website, but you know, from the website, they can figure out how to access all this cool information.
Great. Well, Pam, once again, thank you so much. Hey, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we are going to be right back in just a moment. And Pam, if you could just hold for a second, we'll be back in a moment.
Sure.
A child is fun and full of life. But the fun stops when your child isn't feeling well. This is when it's time to get the care your child needs. And like a good parent, you want the best care possible. Visit Dr. Charles Simmons, located at 1771 Edgewood Avenue West in Jacksonville, Florida. Call at 904-766-1106. You will get the best in pediatric care. Isn't that what your child deserves? Dr. Charles Simmons is the best choice for pediatric care. So call 904-766-1106. Also now accepting all patients on Sunshine State Medicaid. Clark Burton, a Legal Shield independent associate offering a profile of legal and identity theft services protecting families, small businesses, and commercial drivers, specializing in helping small businesses affordably protect and grow their business and in offering a voluntary employee benefit. For more information, you may visit www.clarkburton.com or dial 904-233-9682 or toll free at 888-730-4345.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Now, back to Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Counsell.
Hey, you guys, this is Pat Counsell. We were talking with Pam Grout, the author of E-Square 9, Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. Pam also has a new book that's out, E-Cube 9, More Experiments. And so you guys want to go and check them out. Plus, it has real stories in it. And we're going to, she's on our website. She'll be on the new website that's coming up, in about an hour or so. And you guys will be able to click on the link and hear this interview over again if you want to. Or you can go to Pam's website and you can check out her new book and all of her great information. We're going to be bringing you more great guests like this. And as I said, starting on next Wednesday, we're also going to add our segments back. We've got What's Up With That Wednesday, and we're going to add a new segment called Something to Think About. Believe me, we have been doing our homework, and there are some things that you can definitely stand to think about here. And continue to look at our become a part of our Facebook page, because you guys are going to find some great information about our website and a lot of the giveaways that we have that are coming up, as well as some of the newer books that I have that are coming out in April. And we just have a lot of things going on. It's all about making it happen. It's all about getting to where it is you want to be. It's all about doing life with power, not settling. And we're going to continue to bring amazing guests on our show, like Pam, who will kind of provide you with proof that you can live your best life and there are no excuses, and that you don't want to sit around and kind of put your life in the hands of everyone else. It's all about us doing our part while at the same time working together to make greater things happen, the collective consciousness. And just imagine when Pam talked about us not playing the victim, and if we all thought about how amazing our lives could be, and if we kind of took the restraints off, just imagine if we all did that, then the collective consciousness that would take place at that time would cause such an amazing shift in our world. And we wouldn't have to create all these laws that restrict people more and more. Not saying we don't need some laws, but laws cannot legislate morality. I don't know who said that, but I've heard that before. It's not my original thought, but it's a thought that I definitely believe in. You can't legislate morality. And I find that when people are no longer playing the victim, and when we open up and we allow ourselves to be blessed beyond measure, then first of all, there's never a need to play the victim. And secondly, some of those laws will disappear because we'll know how amazing we really are, and we won't do the things that we aren't supposed to do. We'll do what we are supposed to do to make great things happen in our lives. This has been an amazing, wonderful Wednesday. Amazing seems to be my word for today, and awesome. Those are my two words. I'm going with the A's today. And so it's been an awesome show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tell your friends about this show, and if someone needs that extra inspiration or that proof because whatever is going on in their life at this point in time, they're having a hard time believing that they can make some amazing things happen on their own. You can download this show, and you can certainly email it to your friends, or you can send them to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Our kind of older site, I should say, is still up there, and our newer site will be up later today. I said within an hour. You guys don't hold me to that. I got to stop doing my people's jobs, or doing the job of someone else. So you guys, it'll be up today, I can assure you that. But anyway, you can go ahead, and the show's going to be archived, so you can listen to it over again and be inspired. You can pass it on to some friends who need to be inspired. This show is going to give them hope. Today's show with our special guest, Pam Grout. I do appreciate her for taking the time. She's a very busy woman. You heard that she travels to all these different countries, and so she's just amazing. Before the show came on, we were talking about the fact that she's going to Peru, and there's several other places that she's going to be traveling to, and so just a blessing in and of itself to have her take the time out to come on to today's show. So with that being said, you guys, check out her book, E Squared and E Cubed. Okay, and that's all I have to say, except to remind you that this is a wonderful Wednesday. Make today count and do some amazing things, because you are amazing. We are all amazing people. And don't forget, no matter what, do life with power. You guys have a great day.